You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Another day in old South Carolina.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I woke up mad early because my upstairs neighbors, when they got to wake up to go early, like to get up in the morning to go to work.
They wake everybody else up.
Bro. OD, son. Like, bro. Stomping, bro. Like,
I'm so glad I don't have those problems.
Like, bro, I know you big, but my neck, like, come on. Like it's his girl, some big bitch, bro. She mad loud, bro. So bad. Like, you big, and heavy footed, that's terrible, bro. But I mean,
that's all you hear.
I mean, it was like 7:12 when I looked at my phone. So I guess, I don't know. I guess it was a blessing in disguise, bro, because I had to, like, you know, get ready for school. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It was still, I guess it still worked out, but it's crazy because they did all that and then fucking they left. So, like, now I'm wide awake and I can't go back to sleep and now it's quiet now. Like, of course.
Yeah. Of course, that kind of shit happens, right?
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible.
For real. But, you know what? It's Friday, Brooklyn Power Trip. Monty, RJ Brooklyn Savage, you already know what we about. Feel me?
Yeah.
You already know what we about to do, you know? Big three dubs, you know what I mean? And,
right.
I got my bit of highs and lows for basically every show, I'd say, even for Dynamite. I actually caught up on it.
And oh!
My mind with everything. And there's actually a lot of good things to say. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So that should be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they had some, you know, they had the John Moxley bleeding, which, you know, that gets me sick every time, so. No. Bleeding out of nowhere over just a beatdown. I'm just like, there's no weapons. You just blade into blade.
Gotta make Big Bill look good.
Like, bro, so let him beat you, man. What?
Even when he loses, he's winning.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. The only thing I will say, aside from him defending his title all the time too now, is at least his opponents make sense. That's the only thing I could probably give Moxley, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're all in a beef right now, so.
And then now
that makes sense. It makes sense.
Against Ray next week, which he been had beef with.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
I just hate the random defenses, bro. Like,
oh, I hate them too. I hate.
We just did this shit with Orange Cassidy. Now we're going to do it with you. Like, Tony Khan is lazy, bro.
RJ, they run the same techniques with a lot of shit. Let's be real, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk to you about it right now. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. We can skip how we do it. I was just putting two and two together, really. You know how on NXT this past Tuesday, Carmelo Hayes came out and said, y'all the two top dogs, right? How about y'all fight right now or tonight? Who wins faces me at No Mercy, right?
Right.
Why couldn't they do that with Roger Strong and Samoa Joe? There's no need for the Eliminator, RJ. They just...
No, there really wasn't. I mean...
They just did one.
Yeah, they just did one. And plus, they already had the beef. The beef was already there because Samoa Joe hurt Roger Strong in the last tournament they did, which was a couple of months ago.
And on top of it...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Already... Like, Tony Khan books the same shit over and over again, bro.
It's stupid.
Cause... Not matches, not match-wise, but he keeps on booking the same tournaments. He keeps on, everybody's got to have an open challenge. FTR about to hell, they about to have an open challenge tomorrow.
I was just looking at it over, and Jericho and Sammy Guevara fighting makes no sense. I thought they were a tag team.
Nah, they got to dead that. They got to dead that issue.
All right, well, yeah. I didn't see RJ. I didn't even know that they had an open challenge for New York. This is the problem. They don't book ahead. They don't book ahead of themselves. They book week by week. That's bad. You know you have no story or nothing to tell when you have your tag team champions just having an open challenge. Why? Because you know that if it's a match, right, a good one, no one's gonna really say anything because that's how the fans are. That's stupid.
Yeah, and you know who that tag team that might answer that open challenge might be too?
Who, bro? Who?
The Grizzled Young Veterans.
Oh shit! No fucking.
Who just got their walking papers from NXT the other day? So like, I mean that timing adds up perfectly for them to up and fight FTR. And that would be a good match too.
You know who I want to jump ship then? You know who I want to jump ship? I want Ricky Starks to be on WWE.
That might happen. Ricky Starks' contract is up at the end of the year.
And you ain't tell me Takeshka fucking beat Omega two times in a row, bro. You didn't tell me he beat him in Chicago.
He did?
I didn't know
he did at the what you call it? Yeah, the All Out.
Damn, bro. That's what's up. See? You see what I'm saying though? Those two wins back to back, Takeshka's he's in a league of his own technically in AEW universe.
Yeah, because nobody can say they beat Kenny Omega twice.
Twice, like that. Beat him twice. Yeah. What's
and that's what I'm saying. Like he's going after Ibushi next, and needs to beat Ibushi too.
Yeah, you know what? Nah,
we can't do the 50-50 shit.
Nah, no.
He's got to go through these guys. Him. Yes.
He needs to run through him. I'm being dead ass too, because look about it. Look at Kenny Omega's just because they used to take the win-loss shit into OD, like, seriousness in their first couple of years. And they only been around for a couple of years at that. His win-to-loss ratio is OD great, Kenny Omega's. It's probably the best.
Yeah, because Kenny Omega protects himself.
Yeah. So if he's giving Takeshka two dubs, you better not waste it. But RJ, right? I've been telling you about this shit the whole time.
Yeah, you can
elevate a superstar by letting him beat one of the best, and that the Omega, perfect.
Right? No, you're right. You're right.
It's perfect.
Especially when you do it the right way, like they're doing it right now. Yes. My only thing is that is Tony Khan gonna get in his own way by trying to woo Kota Ibushi in? Is he gonna have him beat Takeshita? That's the thing. That's the thing you gotta ask yourself now.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Because Tony Khan. You got to remember this too now. Tony Khan is a fan. He's a fan. And, you know, sometimes fans think, you know, ooh, it would be nice to see as a fan other than like, or as opposed to thinking, what's the right move business-wise? What's the best move for somebody's career moving forward? To me, it's a no-brainer. As a businessman, if I'm a booker, you have fucking Takeshita beat Ibushi. Then you have Takeshita beat fucking Hangman Page. Then you basically have Takeshita go out and beat former world champions.
Yeah.
Basically almost being like a legend killer type, you know?
Yeah.
He's beating all these great former world champions from all these different companies and shit like that. And that adds some prestige to his fucking name. So by the time, and we talked about this in private, he should have been the one that beat fucking Orange Cassidy for that international belt, man. Not fucking Moxley. To me, Moxley don't need it. Yeah. Moxley don't need a belt right now. Moxley's a made man. Like, he, Moxley does not need a championship.
He could have had a,
especially when you, especially when you're doing the same thing that Orange Cassidy did.
Because look,
he's doing it Moxley style.
Look at,
it's like, come on, bro.
No, you're right. No, just because check this out. No, you're right, bro. No, you're right. Because if Takeshka had the belt, right? Mm-hmm. Takeshka don't fight on every Dynamite Collision. He just walks out there, no, stands there like a big badass with the black trench coat. He don't really talk much until the end. He says a few words and shit like that. And Don Kai's right, doing all the talking and shit like that. He don't wrestle work, like that.
That's good.
That is good. Because I don't want the belt being defended all the fucking time. That belt don't, that belt, listen, they all have the same title schemes, but that belt is pretty. I like it. I do like it.
That belt is fucking nice. It's a beautiful nice title.
I like
AEW's it. AEW's got nice belts for you know, for whatever it's worth. I they just got hate, some beautiful belts.
I just hate how they doing it. It's
that everybody's gotta have an open challenge.
And
who's, like,
and who's the TNT champion now?
Christian and Wardlow still.
I mean Luchasaurus.
Oh, I said Wardlow. Wow. Fucking Luchasaurus.
God, oh, damn. they beat Darby, that Collision.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I'm shocked.
Don't be, Christian. Wow. Christian's the hot hand right now.
No, he should be. He should be. I'm yeah, glad because that belt is mad good now. Like, even though Luchasaurus holds it, like, I just hate that. But
yeah, but Christian makes it worth a while though.
Yeah, he talk mad shit.
This nigga funny as fuck.
Yeah, he is funny. He's such a
tell
dickhead.
Your mom to call me.
Man, he's a dickhead, but it's good.
It's I great. Love it. It's yeah, great he's shit. Good. And he's doing good shit with that belt. To me, when you have Chris Statlander, John Moxley, and then now you're going to have FTR do the open challenge thing, like, that's three people, well, four people. But that's three different acts doing the same gimmick.
On the same show. On the same show.
It loses
show.
It luster.
You know what?
Well, not on the same show. Like, because Moxie's on Dynamite. Then Statlander does most of her business between Rampage and Collision. And then you have FTR, Collision guys. So, kind of. But yeah, like, at least it's spread out. But still, like, you still got three different acts doing the same thing.
But you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
Ridiculous.
In my gym, you get a low rated star because Triple H will tell you, you're doing the same shit every fucking day, bro. So, like,
that bald headed bean, bro.
Yeah, like,
give you a call.
It's the same shit. And honestly, I'll bring it back to Monday because Jey Uso brings, he brings new flavor to the show. And I like what they're doing.
Bro, with you the saw that fucking ovation he got, bro?
Bro, I love the thing when he does with his arms, when he raises it.
Yeah, the wave.
That
yeah,
shit
I love
is
the
so
wave,
cool.
Bro.
He needs to keep well, doing it.
The
I
people
will say,
love
though,
that shit, bro.
I will say, though, RJ, I do feel like Jimmy Uso got a better beat and theme than him.
Yeah.
I've heard Jimmy.
Yeah, they, I mean, they
I've
they
heard
gave,
Jimmy Uso's. That shit is hard.
Yeah, they gave him a totally different song. Kind of bites off a Roman scheme a little bit in the beginning, but nah, it fits. Like, he's got a good theme, and then Jay's like, because I think they realized Jay had a flow with the old the old Uso theme,
yeah,
so they
did.
Let him, like, they just, you know, mashed up and let him redo it and gave it to him, and that's fine. It's fine. It works.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
get him. I'm gonna get him.
Yeah, I'm gonna get him. Yeah. And I do like the wave and everything. I just I like that they're doing with the not everybody can trust him, which is true. Like,
yeah,
people, I don't want people to jump the gun and be like, "What do you mean, like, bro?" He had beef with KO for like 3 years on end, nonstop. What do you mean?
Yeah, he cost a lot of those guys that's on that roster championship matches against Roman Reigns.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Like, Drew McIntyre, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, like, it's guys are not forgetting. People are not forgetting what this guy has done.
Yeah,
so,
I fucks with that. The
I like that.
The continuity is just beautiful. I love that.
That's like, good.
Yeah,
I got zero problems with that. And they're treating him like a big deal because he got all these elements around him. You got KO and Drew McIntyre, and then you got Dominik and the Judgment Day trying to bring him into the fold as well. So, like, you got all these elements around Jey Uso making him feel like a big deal.
Yep.
So I like that. I like that.
Yep, that was good. The Drew McIntyre Xavier Woods match was mad fun to watch. And
oh yeah, Xavier Woods can work, bro. He can work. Who? I think people forget that. Xavier Woods.
Oh, yeah. I never. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
He's great in the ring.
Son can work, bro.
Yeah, he's like, great in ring. He could put on matches with anybody. And that's why I don't understand why. He's right, though. I feel him, though. I feel you, Austin Creed. I get it. You should be. Like, when both of them are injured, like, Kofi be out and shit, you should be wrestling Dolo. Sorry.
Yeah.
You should
be. And I think Woods should be a mid-card champion soon, by the way.
He should.
Like, he should be a mid-card champion. Gunther, like, all right. Let me ask you this. Gunther did the celebration, broke Honky Tonk Man's record. Honky Tonk Man is losing his mind about it on Twitter.
For real, he really is.
Fuck. Yeah, he's fucking sick. He's sick right now, man. He's sick. It's funny as fuck. But yeah, like, if not Gable, who would you prefer to take the Intercontinental Championship off of?
I told you this already.
Me and Todd was talking about it because he was like, all right, if Gable don't get the job done, I would kind of like to see Jey Uso get rewarded for his reactions.
Who'd you say?
Merch set, Jey Uso.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But, I mean, we just brought up a good point about Xavier Woods too, man. Oof.
Listen.
Like, he's another good guy too. I've been on this wave lately. WWE's got to stop. They got to start rewarding their players, bro. If a guy's getting over with the crowd, putting on good performances, selling out t-shirts, we got to stop with this whole, we gotta sweep this underneath the rug because they ain't flowing with our flow. You gotta reward your fucking players, man.
Yeah, I the only reason why I was saying Jey Uso and why I would still want him to beat him, the only reason why, honestly, bro, is because, let's think about it. They call him main event Jey Uso. It's in the Titantron, right. Everything. He says it in his promos now. It's mentioned clearly as day. Everybody says it. You just became the first person in like 3 years to pin Roman Reigns, and no one has pinned him yet since you, right? Yeah. Because you lost to him right after you pinned him, right? So no one has still yet to pin him but you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What another big accolade within this year? It should happen before New Year's happens. I'm being serious.
Right.
If you can add that you just pinned him, you were the first person to pin him and take the title from Gunther, bro, mm-hmm. You can arguably say he had one of the best years from any superstar.
You can.
And that's, and you know what? That all ties back into his name. I'm a main event Jey Uso. Like, mm-hmm. They don't just call me that just to call me that, bro.
Like, and you know another flip side to that too?
Hmm.
That match, that Mania match with his brother, could be for that title.
Now that title, and now for any,
it's involved in something personal.
Oh, RJ, thank you, bro. See, we killing it. See, cause look,
cause look.
Now, when you think of it that way too, right? You add that into the fold. Now, for any naysayers, that title stays at the elevation that Gunther put it.
Right. Now, you gotta put it on. You got to keep it on guys who can carry that momentum. And I think, as much as I like Chad Gable and everything like that, and I do, and he's been impressive, and he's always been impressive. He's always been a great wrestler and everything like that. And he's getting over. He's been a project for the last year.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the few guys that was able to get over underneath Triple H. Yeah. We'll see that. But I think Jey Uso's on a bigger wave, and you got to go that route.
He's just so good, bro. I think it's just, he understands the crowd. I think he's so comfortable with the mic now that he can really talk off the cusp with anything, like giving a hand. And like I said, man, I just think he's the man to do it. I think he's the man to take it. Good to just say the person that to beat him for the belt wasn't on Raw yet, and Jey Uso wasn't on Raw. So, I mean, makes sense.
That makes sense if you want to tie that back in. That's nice continuity.
So, I don't know, man. I think he's the guy. I think it makes perfect sense. I like it. I like it. And like you said, for the title against his brother, you keep that title elevated. Jey Uso gonna make that belt. Like, that's his first mid-card. And then on top of it, and then not only does he, oh my, it's just more and more, just more. It's just more and more, bro. Because if you think about it, not only does he be the first one to pin him, beats him for the title. Now that's his first mid-card championship ever. Like,
his first title, period, besides being tag team champion.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, people. Like, come on.
They're going to cash in on those chips, bro.
Yeah.
You look, listen. Like, and it here's the thing. Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
If they give the belt to Chad Gable, like most internet nerds want them to, then what?
He's just going to be with Alpha Academy still in the group. He won't stray away. It'll just be a running shoosh thank you thing every week. Same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Who is he going to feud with that the people are going to believe in?
Yeah.
Who is he going to feud with? Like, there's no mid-card heels that he can help bring to his level, because he's still getting elevated and getting over in his own right. Whereas Jey Uso could elevate a mid-card heel. If the crowd loves Jey Uso that much, then if somebody like, I don't know, you have somebody like Just Don McDonough beat him up, like, that's going to get him heat. And now you're going to have a great Intercontinental Championship match between the two. Or somebody we're not even thinking of, Bron Breakker could show up. Hey, man, I'm going to break you. You're a multi-time generation superstar too. I'm gonna break your ass. You know what I'm saying? And you know they have a feud for the title. That Jey Uso can help bring Bron Breakker to his level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just think that it's more upside of putting the belt on Jey Uso than it is to Chad Gable.
I like Jey Uso as champion. That's it.
Yeah.
He's been doing so much, and now that he's by himself, dolo, like, who better than to beat Gunther? Gunther already broke its streak. I'm tired of seeing titles from running this long, too, because Rey Mysterio got to give the title up. I don't know if it's to Santos or LA Knight. Just be like, I want the title. Yeah. And then he just beats him, and then now he's the United States champion, which I'll be fine with, because, like, he needs a title, too. I want him to start walking around sponsoring everybody with some gold around his waist. The fuck? And we'll meddle better than the United States.
That's what I'm saying.
You know how easy it is for LA Knight. Reward your fucking
players.
You know how easy it is for LA Knight to play into being, like, the U.S. champion as, like, a good
LA
guy?
LA USA? I can see it.
You know what I'm saying?
LA USA.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, he don't have to be cheesy. He's not. He can still be the way he is and still get the crowd to cheer for him.
Yeah, like, he'll be fine. Like, if he gets the U.S. title, he'll be fine. And like, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are going to continue their team. That's fine. That's something else for the tag team division. And either Santos or LA Knight, it opens it right up for him.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see. But I'm interested in it. I wouldn't mind that. And I don't think Rey Mysterio ain't holding that belt that long, though. Like, he's not. He's only had it for, like, what, a month?
Yeah.
He's not holding it that long.
Right? He's not going to hold it that long.
No. But yeah, like, Santos Escobar is probably going to... let me ask you this. Would you have Escobar necessarily turn on...
No.
A lot of people would think that would be a big mistake if Escobar turns heel after, you know, them building up, trying to build up, you know, all that good faith with them as baby faces.
Yeah, I don't...
Turn them heel on Rey.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't think they should do that either.
Yeah, I personally
it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, honestly,
why
the beat down and the shit talking will be crazy, because Santos Escobar, when he's a bad guy, his shit talking is crazy.
Yeah, but I think the crowd wants to like him, though. I think the crowd wants to like him, and I think when you're at a crossroads between being over and being a relatively unknown, you got to let him experience being over. And I think if they turn him heel now, sure, he'll get a little bit of heat from beating on Rey Mysterio, but I don't think it's going to be sustainable afterwards, you know?
No, I don't. Listen, LWO make him bread. Keep the group. There's no need to break up the group. The group hasn't been going on for long. They haven't been doing nothing crazy for you to break them up. So, yeah. Rey Mysterio and Santos, they've always been cool. They never showed any animosity. I don't understand it. They can have a 1v1. Santos could just mainly say, listen, compa, I want my title shot. I never got one. I got injured, and you fought in my place, and I appreciate you doing the honor for me, but I would still like my chance. Would you grant me that chance? And then he'd be like, for you, of course. Like, Ray could be like, for you, of course. We could fight whenever you want. If you want, we could do it tonight. I'll talk to Adam Pearce right now. I'll go right now. And then they, like, hug, do the head thing. And then he walks off, and Santos, you know, walks off. I mean, Santos is like, yes, like, you know, let's go. Like, he don't have to show, like, you don't have to show him angry or nothing like that, sinister. You know what I'm saying? He could be like, let's go. And after winning, they could have the respect, shake, hug, and then have everybody come out. And then he could be the rightful person to be the champion. It makes sense, though. You don't need to break them up. I don't think so.
Nah, but you know what I would do, though? I would get rid of Joaquin Wilde and fucking Cruz del Toro.
Yeah,
me and Drew kind of talked about it.
All they do is lose.
Me and Drew, yeah, I think they need to replace those two with Garza and Carrillo still.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because I keep on reminding people, Garza's uncle, Hector, he was in the LWO, the original. And you pull up a picture of Hector Garza and Angel Garza. They look like they could be brothers, father and son, the whole shebang. It's just Hector Garza's Akier. That's it. Like, he's just Aki. That's it. But I just think they would fit that a whole lot more better. And that's legacy. That's a legacy thing. So I wouldn't mind that whatsoever either. And I think they also need, like, another female to team, like, with Zelina Vega or something. Because I think Zelina Vega and a tag team, that'd be pretty cool, too. Because I think that'd be the best way to use her moving forward. Especially if they're serious about the women's tag team division. Which, I mean, oh, God. They show me that they're not. But, I mean, you could be with a simple fix. You could be, but it is what it is, though.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, apparently Jay Cargill finished up with AEW.
What?
Yeah, and the word around the campfire is that she could be WWE bound. You know what?
No!
You know what? You say no, but I say yes. You want to know why? And here's why. Here's why. Hold on.
I'm not a fan.
WWE is going to make sure that she gets to be showcased in the best place possible. Tony Khan's problem was that he kept on trying to sit her out there with a bunch of other girls that don't really know what they're doing necessarily and tried to have matches. Her best matches was with Taya Valkyrie, a girl that knows what the fuck she's doing, and then with Chris Statlander. I heard this match they had at Rampage was actually pretty good. So when you take that into consideration, Jay's best matches happened recently. Now, if she goes to WWE, they're going to make sure she gets all that green out of her system, and they're going to make sure she's TV ready. Tony Khan didn't make sure she was TV ready.
Yeah,
just threw her out there, you know? And they did not put her in the best position to look the best either. It's not like they put Jay Cargill out there in, like, ultra squash. See, I would have put her in squash matches. You see how big she is compared to everybody else? She would have been in squash matches, bro. But with that and with time, you add a little bit more time to the match, let her show some more range in the ring, then you kind of work your way into doing the longer matches. It's like Tony Khan just had to do squashes and then, oh, have long matches, and then they just look bad. And then, like I said, the best two was with Statlander and fucking Valkyrie. So but I just think that WWE would get more squeeze out of that than AEW would. And I think Jay Cargill is a superstar. She looks the part. You need people like that on TV. We see it all the time. Certain people that just want to be wrestlers and that's it, they don't get over with the WWE audience because what are you? Like, what are you? At least Jay Cargill, if she walks out, people are going to be like, oh shit, look at this woman. She's damn near 6 foot tall, made out of fucking granite. She's got a look. She's got presence. People are going to want to see about this woman. So, and you need more figures like that on TV. You really do. So I think her to WWE is a good fit. I don't think they're going to be sending her out there and watching her trip over her fucking feet. So I'm all bored with that if that happens. And look, she can join the fucking super heavyweight division they got going on over here. With fucking Rhea Ripley, goddamn Raquel Rodriguez, fucking Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair.
They got Nia Jax back now.
And they got Nia Jax back. And you want to know something else? I ain't mad at that either.
I don't think so. I'm not mad at it either because
you want to know why? Because Nia Jax has been training ever since she got cut. Like I've been following her on Instagram from like before, and everything I've ever seen her on Instagram, she's been training and learning and working on moves. And plus, Nia Jax, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Nia Jax lost some weight. She got some weight. So, and you know, sometimes when you're bigger, out of shape, your cardio ain't right, you're gonna drop people. Bad shit's gonna happen when you're out of shape, especially when you're carrying shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
When you're out of shape, things ain't gonna go well.
No, you're not.
So
you're...
I'm willing to give Nia Jax a chance. Let's see what she's learned, because apparently she's been working with Trinity. I think Tyson Kidd and Natty and stuff like that. So
that's good.
She's been training. And all the videos are on her Instagram too.
Listen, if it wasn't for Nia Jax, Becky Lynch wouldn't be as popular as she is today. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate to break it to you.
Pretty much was the catalyst for that, John.
I hate to break it to you, people. I really do. She ain't take that punch like a champ that she did and showed how tough she was from that punch. She wouldn't be called the man. She wouldn't be seen as the tough badass that she is. I'm sorry, people. I hate to burst the bubble, but it's a fact. It's a fact. So, yeah.
Her botching did somebody some good a bunch of times.
And that little scuffle she had with Charlotte Flair, bro. She pressed
that shit was funny.
Bro, she pressed Charlotte, bro.
Hey, but Charlotte went back and down. I ain't gonna start. Charlotte was in there. She's like, yeah, motherfucker. All right, come on, bitch. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. They were cursing to everything, bro.
I'm like, shit. That shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah, it was so funny because the commentating was mad confused. They didn't know what to even
say. What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It was fucking funny as fuck, bro. But nah, I'm not mad at Nia Jax being back. You know, I know a lot of people upset because apparently, you know, she was an anti-vaxxer and,
bro, it's apparently
she's like a fucking Republican or something like that. I talk about it all the time, bro. I don't care what these people do outside the ring. It's about what you're doing inside the ring.
As long
I don't
as
care
you
about listen, your personal life.
As long as you're not CM Punkin' around, I don't give a fuck who you
slap a bitches backstage.
Man, I don't give a fuck who you running for politics. I don't give a fuck about no politics, bro. What the fuck? Shut up.
I don't give a shit about none of that.
I'm not trying to think about none of that. We come here for wrestling. I don't give a fuck about.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't care about none of that stuff.
Criminal trouble, that's on them. You got to blame nobody but that person. So, I don't want to hear none of that. So, other than that, fuck up. I don't care. They say the same thing. I think people used to bash Raquel because she's Latina and she's from Texas and she's a Republican too. But I'm like, bro, she's from Texas, she's from the down south. You never think that maybe that their family, even though they're Hispanic, they were raised like that. You mean to tell me you don't think there's a Republican type of a person in every type of race? Just like there's a Democratic person for every type of race? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing too, Monty. Just because you're Republican doesn't mean you necessarily agree with everything like other Republicans say.
That's a fact, because the majority rules over everything.
I'd use me and you as an example, right? Me and you are friends, right? We have certain things that we like that are common, and then there's other things that me and you don't have in common, right? But that doesn't mean that doesn't make us any closer or any less or far apart. You know what I'm saying? I don't get this whole thing where, you know, oh, she's a Republican, so she likes everything Donald Trump does or whoever else is. I'm not a politic guy, so I disagree with that.
I don't care, and I'm not no politician, so it doesn't really genuinely affect me. It really does.
Right, it doesn't.
People could say it affects everybody in the world. I don't think it do. Really.
Only if you think about it too fucking hard.
Unless they hush money you, then how do they really affect it? I don't want to hear.
Yeah, unless Raquel's family hung your cousin in the backyard.
Oh, some shit. Yeah.
Then I'm like, all right. You know.
Well, they attended the KKK meeting, celebrating your family's family member.
White power.
Yeah. Like, then it's like, then it's like, all right, bro, I get you. Like, all right, she gotta go. Like, I feel you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all
right. Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up. She a conservative, so fucking what? That's probably how she was raised. Like, you ever thought about that? Like, I can totally understand why certain people views the way they are. Even if some of them are could be like crazy extreme, I could be like, all right, bro, nice meeting you. I understand, but get the fuck away from me. Like, I could totally understand. I could totally do that in a calmly manner. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. But it's like, I don't go check out for people's political status. It's about what you're doing on TV for me.
Yeah, I'm
I don't
here
care
for
about your life. I don't care about your life outside the ring. As long as you ain't hurt nobody. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm here for wrestling.
I'm here for the wrestling. What you doing in the ring? That's it. I don't know what you're doing outside of it.
I feel you.
So, Nia Jax, like I said, I'm in the minority, but I like her being back because, A, and I kind of called it a couple weeks ago. You remember the last conversation we had? I was talking about how Rhea's next big feat could be like giving fucking Nia Jax a riptide and folding her big ass up. Remember I said that a couple weeks ago?
That's facts. You did say that shit. And look.
And voila, here we are, a couple of weeks later.
Stop paying them, bro. We be calling too much of everything.
It's getting ready to happen, bro. She's going to give her a riptide, and they might break the ring.
That's just going to be dope.
They might OD and break the ring.
More dominance to show Rhea Ripley?
Exactly. Yeah. Nia Jax
already in the spotlight. Like, that makes sense. Perfect way to bring her back.
And see, here's the thing too, right? That's why I would like to have a Jay Cargill, because I think Jay Cargill can add a little bit to that, and plus she can learn from some of those girls too.
Yeah.
She can learn from some pros that are Aki, that can teach her how to wrestle. You know that Aki style.
Yeah.
So
true.
Keep it simple. Keep it a hundo. Do these moves, do a million. Like you say all the time, Omos, you know, people, you know, talk about how Omos is a bad wrestler, but you defend him all the time. But that man be doing every slam, suplex in the book, bro. Like, what you
every
want?
Slam, word to man. Fucking scoop slam, power slam, sidewalk slam. He fucking does the Batista, like, pick you up by the neck and throw you down fucking move. That's his finisher. Like, he got everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Have her work like that, but with a little bit more, you know, speed and agility, obviously, because she's smaller. But
yeah,
like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, WWE and Jay Cargill would be a beautiful mix. Yeah. I think so. I guess we'll have to see. But I heard Ricky Starks' contract is up at the end of the year, and I think Wardlow's is up at the end of the year as well, too.
Gotta keep an eye out.
So those are other two names that are, you know, being talked about that I know. I saw a report earlier that WWE really does want Ricky Starks.
That they do want him?
Yeah, that they want him badly. And, I mean, Cody. Cody's that guy that's in the middle. So.
Yeah. And, we'll see. We got to keep on that. Because I like both of them.
And Ricky Starks endorsed CM Punk, too. Like, he gave CM Punk his flowers because CM Punk, let's be... As much as people want to bash CM Punk, right? CM Punk was trying to give guys opportunities on Collision that they wouldn't get otherwise. So I hope everybody who hated CM Punk, that doesn't want him on AEW TV no more, I hope they enjoy Collision now when random people just get booked in random my GM matches instead of guys getting consistently booked and
being a big angle. Fucking show.
Yep. I give credit to CM Punk on that. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Yeah, Collision was good to watch because it made sense week by week. Bullet Club Gold felt important.
Yeah.
Like, certain guys just felt important. Ricky Starks.
Yeah, Ricky Starks. Run
the show, like... It's stupid, bro. I know.
Yeah.
It's like a good and a bad. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't go around smacking people old ass, bro. Like, yeah, get the bro, chill out.
I would have smacked the shit out of Jungle Jack Perry, whatever the fuck his name off. Jungle Jackoff, I would have slapped him too.
You would have slapped him too?
Yeah, he's gonna slap him in the face. I'm gonna slap the fuck out of him. they all slap the fuck out of both of the Young Bucks too, especially fucking Matt Jackson.
I told you, I don't like them at all. I think they're corny, cheesy. It's annoying. I hate it. They only started winning the kicks recently, like a couple years back. They were never about the life. They always started dressed like fucking like Hollywood Rockers, the Hollywood Rockers from Wish. Like I hate it. That's how they are. I hate it. It's so annoying. Like wrestling logic, the matches just don't be making sense. Like I'd be done. Ain't no way you kicking out. It's just annoying.
But Monty, it's so good.
Nah, bro, I can't do it. Not for them. This is dope. It just realistically don't make sense. Like, this ain't a fucking movie. Oh, but you watched movies before. Yeah, this ain't a movie, though. Stop. Shut up. I hate the stupid-ass fucking... hate the stupid-ass defenses. Like, shut up. Like, it's supposed to make me feel like this is real, right? Well, if I took... four of those super kicks, a fucking brain buster, and then a DDT straight down. I'm not supposed to fucking kick out at three, you idiot. Like, what do you mean? Like, I used to hate that shit. That's why I hate when Kenny Omega fights with them, because he be making this nigga do that shit. Like, I don't need to see 5 V-triggers, Kenny. You don't do that yourself, bro. What the fuck? Damn, and then he kicks out. Shut the fuck out of here. Man, there ain't no signature move, is it then? If you kick out, then, huh? Ain't no fucking finisher. The finish is supposed to end it. Ain't no fucking finisher. Your finish is lame. BTE then, and trigger. Keep kicking out. Like, I hate that shit. That's why, much as I give Baron Corbin crap, he has one of the best finishes known to man. Why? They don't kick out. It's over. Done. You ain't kicking out that bitch, bro. Like,
him and Sheamus. The bro kick.
You ain't kicking out. You can't take a big Claymore ass boot kick. Jaw. You ain't kicking out. Fuck what?
In the days.
Fucking when Gunther does his shit, he give you the big ass chop. You say, no, get back here. He picks you up. Like, he don't get.
Powerbomb.
And powerbomb straight down to hell. He don't drop you. He throws you down and goes down with you and then pins you. Fuck you. Like.
Or he'll snatch your ass back up and give you a lariat.
Yeah, like, bro, he's crazy. Or does that new power slam he does. Like, he's. What? You not. Why should you kick out? What's wrong with, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate
it. Especially if you waste no motion like that.
That's why, as much as I. I hate. Well, I don't hate him. I just. Well, he's doing good stuff. He just looks like a little boy. I hate that's the only thing I love. Like, but Adam Cole has one of the best 1-2 finishes known to man. He'll do the fucking Panama Sunrise. He'll get up mad fast, fucking take down his knee pad mad quick, run, fucking knee you in the fucking back of the head, and then he pins you. Do that shit mad fast. You should win. You should win off the Panama Sunrise alone, but you gotta be a little extra, of course. Well, no, technically no. In AEW world, a Panama Sunrise is not a 3. It's like a 2.99.
Yeah, of course not. It's a Canadian Destroyer. Everybody thinks out of those. Petey Williams is rolling over in his grave. He's not even dead yet.
Yep. It's sad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What else? NXT. Becky Lynch, Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
I thought Tiffany Stratton looked good, by the way. She looked good in the match. Like, listen, she really that Swanton bomb better than Jeff Hardy's. I don't care, son. The way she delivered that shit was beautiful. Oh my God.
She's good.
That was so graceful.
I don't understand why people are just upset. Like, I get it. She shouldn't. I don't know. No. I don't get the notion that, oh, why'd she win? And it's Becky Lynch. What you mean?
A lot of people are thinking that Becky Lynch is burying young talent and shit like that, but Tiffany Stratton, see, the thing, because people compared the thing to Rhea a couple of years ago, or Charlotte beat Rhea at WrestleMania. My thing is that Charlotte was like this big overachiever. So every time, you know, every time Charlotte plays a title match, she's gonna win, bro. Like, it's like almost a 99.8% chance she's gonna win the fucking title match.
Yeah.
Shit like that. She was like, not really a lot of surprise there, but being the fact that Becky Lynch is given, and her character is not that much of a world beater to the point where she wins championships all the fucking time. Whereas, you know, Charlotte Flair could just walk in the door and win a goddamn championship. Oh, she did it last December.
Yeah.
Did she not do it last December? Yeah, everybody wanted to cry about it?
Didn't she beat Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, she beat Ronda Rousey. Which, I mean, everybody was crying about Ronda Rousey holding the fucking belt. I'm like, Charlotte Flair took it off of her. At least, come on, man.
I gave some Charlotte Flair some of her flowers during that little run. Because she was acting like a babyface. Charlotte... And she was trying to be a babyface. Like, just halfway through
my
babyface runs, she just gives up and just turns heel on her own. I'm like, bitch, no. Stick with it, you old ass. Fuck. Or young ass. I don't know. Face be changing on a weekly basis. You scary.
It'd be morphing between her and Sriracha.
She belongs in Disney Haunted Mansion. Fuck.
Her and Sriracha? I don't know, bro. They face be
changing. Yo, I'm weak. This nigga called her Sriracha.
Y'all know who Sriracha is, right?
Yeah, Soraya, right?
Yeah. Sriracha, I mean, my God. She
That's another thing. Up. I didn't need that fatal four-way match. I knew Toni Storm was going to win. Like,
exactly,
fuck.
Bro. Like,
book it.
Just book the fucking... Yeah, exactly, bro.
See what I'm saying?
We all know.
But go back to NXT. No, listen. Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch, to me, Tiffany Stratton is 24, right?
Tiffany Stratton's 24 years old, bro.
She already was world champion, people. Roxanne mm-hmm. Perez is younger than him, was champion twice already, okay? Now, realistically, if we think about it realistically, Becky Lynch has been there for how long, yada, yada, yada. She won this many belts. Tiffany Stratton only won one belt. Y'all thought she was going to beat Becky Lynch, a multi-time world champion, on the main roster? Oh, but she never won it. She won the world champion on the main roster. What do you think she's going to win the world champion NXT now? Mm-hmm. As a polished Becky Lynch, polished the man? Shut up. Use your brain for once. People, damn. It's right in front of you. And my thing is,
here's the thing too, right? Becky's going to be working with a lot of the younger girls.
Huh?
There's a lot of younger girls for Becky to work with.
Yes.
Kiana James, Roxanne Perez, Gigi Dolan. Fucking Blair Davenport. She can work with Lola Vice, help her bring her up to speed. She can work with Jakara and Lash. You know what I'm saying? Like, Becky Lynch can do something with a lot of those girls that they feature every fucking week on NXT.
You need to help
do some with Fallon. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a shortage of women that Becky Lynch can work with down there right now. It's so much she can do. She can do a whole lot with that champion, especially more specifically the way I'm looking at it with a JC Jane. She could do something with JC. I can see her doing something with the I can see her doing a title match with JC Jane and JC Jane trying to get fucking Thea Hale to help her cheat and win. Like I can see that. I can picture that in my head. Shawn Michaels doing that. And then I can see him doing her versus Blair Davenport. And hell, I can see her doing a match with Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah,
they both, you know, fellow country women. I can see them doing a little something with that as well. But I mean, Becky Lynch having the belt versus Charlotte Flair having the belt, I think there's more upside to it, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
And whoever beats Becky Lynch is going to have a big rub, you know.
Right.
Becky Lynch is probably gonna lose that match in a fatal four way or a triple threat, but knowing Becky Lynch and how unselfish Becky Lynch is, I'm pretty sure Becky Lynch would drop that belt to anybody maybe Shawn Michaels or maybe she even sees fit to.
Yeah.
Because I think Becky's got it like that, to the point where she can kind of be like, hey, I would rather drop it to this one.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the thing about it is that the NXT women's roster, a lot of those girls are good, bro. Like, I honestly wouldn't be mad if she dropped it to a fucking any of those girls that listed off. Except for Electra Lopez. She got two left feet, bro. Good lord.
I would say
you got two left feet, bro.
I would say for me, I wouldn't mind her losing it to Lyra Valkyria, Kiana James, or honestly. Yeah. I think I think she can help Roxanne develop a character more.
Mm-hmm.
A feud with her will help. She don't gotta beat her, but a feud with Roxanne will help Roxanne's character more, I think.
Yeah, because they're trying to, it looks like they're trying to give Roxanne some edge. They're trying to get her to snap out of the "I'm just so happy to be here" type thing.
Yeah.
Which me and you kind of talked about before. So, I mean, they're trying to get her to snap out of that. So, I mean, a few of Becky Lynch could definitely help that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels is doing his damn thing, man. Every girl down there has got an angle. They got an angle. They're involved with something. Like, it's from the Lola Vice and fucking Roxanne Perez is pressing each other in the locker room, bro. I was like, wow. They got Gigi Dolan and fucking Blair Davenport pressing each other.
Yeah.
Kiana James was getting all up in somebody's grill. Who was it the other night? I forgot who she was arguing with, but she was arguing with somebody.
They Wesley so, leaves. Yeah. I'm done. And then literally right next to fucking a brawl.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I think Wesley's coming back. He's turning heel.
The whole show was good. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
I had no surprise there. I was happy Juggernaut won. That's my boy.
Him and Mello.
Huh?
Him and Mello part two at No Mercy in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I want Juggernaut to beat him, but I don't know.
Yeah. I guess we're going to have to see.
Yeah, that was good. They had fucking Tyler Bate and Axiom. That was good. Like, oh,
that was good. Tyler Bate. Oh, my God. Tyler Bate's great, bro.
Yeah, they had that. You had Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin. I don't know. Are they going to do something now? Like,
they're going to fight. They're going to have a match at No Mercy.
Yeah, see? Oh. And Baron Corbin feels important down there.
Yeah, he does. He does. Corbin doesn't look like a joke. Like, he's being taken seriously. And him and Bron Breakker, I don't know. That's Baron Corbin. I don't know. See, Bron Breakker doesn't care about gaining his respect. So I don't get the end game of this unless Bron Breakker beats Baron Corbin. But why send Baron Corbin down to NXT to retweak his character only for him to keep on losing to people? I don't get it. So I'm interested to see what Sean's going to do because I don't know off the top of my dome what I would do in this situation.
To be honest, I think they should roll together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if because Baron Corbin was like he wants to have a stable in NXT.
They should roll together.
And bring it up to the main roster.
Him and Braun.
Him and Braun and maybe get a couple other guys. They got a lot of big guys down there that you would believe would hang out with Baron Corbin. So I think if you do something like that, that'd be pretty interesting. And
yeah,
that's another faction by the time Baron Corbin's ready to go back onto the main roster. And he feels like a big deal or something like that. You know, so and WWE's got a couple of cool factions right now brewing up between Hurt Business or not the Hurt Business, but everybody's calling them Street Business, so Lashley and the Profits.
Bobby Lashley Association. That's what I call it. Nah. It's the Almighty Profits, people.
The Almighty Profits. You got the OC still hanging in there. You got fucking Judgment Day and whatever's left of the Bloodline left in. So, like, I mean, you still got some factions, but it doesn't hurt to make more, you know? I think the Metaphor should get called up altogether. And I still hope, I'm holding out hope, because Drew McIntyre slowly but surely, he's becoming unhinged, and he's losing his honor.
He's turning heel.
I'm still holding out hope that they put Gallus with him, because they ain't nobody beating that crew. I'm sorry. On paper? No. Oh, my God. Bro, Wolfgang and fucking Mark Coffey and Dan Joe Coffey right behind him? Nah, come on, bro. All the best for... Come on, dog. You see how you pressed Duke Hudson the other night?
I'm just playing.
Duke Hudson's a loser. You think I'm afraid of Duke Hudson? Oh, my God. Joe Coffey should fold Duke Hudson in half next week. NXT. I thought NXT, once again, solid stuff again. Really solid show. I thought Dynamite was solid. I hate that the Young Bucks super kick Prince Nana. It's like everything I like, these motherfuckers had to ruin.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God. We just had to do that now, didn't we? But the Embassy versus the Elite should be good.
Yeah, tell me what you think. Tell me how you think this is going to play out. Tell me how... Tell me you think... Tell me how you think Swerve's going to... Like, you think he's going to come out with this dub?
I don't think so. I got zero faith in Tony Khan to give Swerve Strickland a big win. Because he should have beat Sting and Darby at fucking Wembley. He should have done that. But they didn't do it. Instead, they blurred the black man in front of a bunch of Brits. So, what... I got zero faith that Swerve Strickland's gonna win a big match out of this.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'd be surprised if Swerve beat fucking, because they're gonna do it at Wrestle Dream, the pay-per-view for next month. So I got zero faith. They're gonna give the Elite guys a win, send the crowd home happy. And it's gonna be a shame because Swerve needs a big win. He has not gotten a big win on pay-per-view yet since he's been a heel. He needs a big win to validate like his whole heel turn, the whole Mogul Embassy, because they lose all the time.
He was talking mad shit about WWE missing, like, you know, missing out, this and that. Well, you ain't showing me shit, bro. You keep taking.
But that's not his fault.
Nah, I know it's not his fault.
That's the booking's fault.
They booking this shit wrong.
Like, he should be winning matches, bro. Like, he's doing what he can with the gimmick and everything like that. And
this I like it too.
He can be crossover. Like, he can do that with the raps and stuff like that. Because his music is not bad. Like, I still think out of all the guys that rap and wrestle, I think Leo Rush is still the best as far as that's concerned. But Swerve is right there with him. I think Swerve's right there with him. I think Chris Bay is right there too. They all got some good music going on. But Swerve has got that crossover appeal. You could do a whole lot with Swerve, but they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off because you got this guy who's motivated, who wants to do something. Because you're right, you brought up a good point. He wants to show WWE why they made a mistake in cutting him last year. Even though I think if he would have waited a couple more months, they would have brought him back too. But
yep, that's true.
You know, he needed a job, he needed money, so you don't blame him for that. So he took the deal. He took the deal and went to AEW. But yeah, he wants to show him why, you know, you don't cut a guy like him. And he's right to think that. Have a chip on your shoulder.
Nah, he is right.
Have a chip on your shoulder.
Tony Khan just books his shows very, very inconsistent. And I've always said this to you. I just think that, like I said, they run the same type of techniques to get to a title match, or they just run open challenges. There's not a lot of storytelling. We know this. We've been said it. And listen, bro, aside from the world title, and they do good with the world title. I don't think they've ever really dropped the ball on the world title so far with them.
You can't afford to. That's the world title.
Yeah, and they do well.
Drop the ball with your world title. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, they do it well with that. But other than that, everything is just this rinse and repeat, bro. And I'm tired of it. Like, I just, why should I even watch? Why should I even care?
Yeah.
None of it has real value.
None of it has any ongoing really... It has no real meaning. Like, yeah. Why is Moxley doing the same exact thing Orange Cassidy just got done doing? Why is he doing it?
Takeshita got more fucking rep under his belt than a lot of the people on the whole 2-hour show.
You ain't lying.
Like,
but watch us jinx that, right?
Nah.
Watch they have Ibushi beat him. Oh my god.
And then Omega come back, I want to fight again, beats him again, so he just
then he beats him, gets his win back.
Like,
yes. Oh right. My god, this is gonna be bad.
I'm just gonna just this take away everything meals. He did. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm like, what y'all doing? Brought back Santana, yeah. He not gonna do much shit. I could already tell. He's just gonna be floating. It's just it's dumb, bro. It's so dumb. Like,
I do want to see what they do with Santana, though.
Me too, but you bring him in on that thing. Just they brought him in on that night just so they could hype up that match for Wembley. And where is he since?
Video packages, and that's pretty much it.
That's whack. It's whack.
It is whack.
You have to make sure these dudes is important, son. Like, are they still going with Hobbs and Meryl still? They still working with that?
Oh, they did a video package on Collision.
Uh-huh, okay.
For Hobbs, and they did one for CJ Perry, Lana, whatever the fuck they're going to call her, because they haven't given
her back yet.
Yeah, she's going to be with Miro, it looks like, or going to be... It makes sense. I mean, I'm forsaking my wife and the championship and this, that, and the other, so it makes sense. They just better not do no cuckold shit like in WWE, bro.
Nah.
If she gets with Hobbs, I'm laughing.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, nah, don't do this.
Don't do this.
It'll ruin Miro, the character. Like,
exactly. But her with him, leading him back to the promised land, that could be good.
Yes.
I'm not mad at that. Because Rusev and Lana, and WWE was great. It was great together. And now you're in AEW where the cuffs are a little bit off. But Lana, well, I don't know how she's going to work out. But Miro's been very disciplined. You know what I'm saying? As far as like what he's been doing and this, that, and the other. Like, he's just been doing his shtick and been bouncing. So,
yeah.
Like, he ain't trying to do any extra shit. And that's what I like about Miro, man. He does enough and goes about his business.
Me too.
Keeping himself special.
That's why I always fuck with him. And his TNT title still is my favorite reign of any title of any championship in AEW. Deadass, like, that shit was great. He made that belt look fire. He made it the greatest thing like God gave him. It was just, I liked it. He made it feel important because he cherished it and he was whipping ass to keep it. Like, it just showed, I do all this, I literally beat the shit out of people just so I could keep God's greatest gift to me. Like,
he even laid down the groundwork for his downfall.
Yeah.
With the whole my neck of sand and this, that, and the other. And there was a weakness on his neck. And it was exploited by Fuego del Sol, and then Sammy Guevara capitalized on it, and then that's when he beat him for the belt.
Yeah.
So, like, he even laid down the groundwork for his downfall, which is unique in wrestling, honestly. And
yeah.
Like, I thought that was done beautifully, too. Him and Darby, to me, have had the best TNT title runs. I fucked with their runs a whole lot. Sammy Guevara's wasn't bad. The first one wasn't bad, but... Yeah, like, those guys have been my favorite TNT champions. Ever since then, not so much. But Christian's doing good work, but of course he's not officially recognized as a champion.
Yeah.
I hated Warlow's run. I hated Hobbs' run.
Yep.
Both of those runs fucking sucked. Even though I love both guys. Hobbs is my boy, you know? And Warlow's been missing in action.
Their runs.
Where the fuck is Warlow?
He's been gone for mad long now.
I heard his contract is up later on this year, supposedly.
He's probably about to dip.
I don't know, bro. I mean, he could very well if he ain't getting no TV time.
I think it was a decent week though, wrestling. I think so. I think NXT takes the cake though again, surprisingly. Actually, wait. What's going on tonight? You know anything's going on tonight, bro?
As far as SmackDown is concerned,
like, nah, right?
Oh, I think they had a match announced for SmackDown, didn't they not?
I know John Cena's going to be on the Grayson Waller effect.
Yeah, I think they're going to do John Cena versus John Cena and AJ versus Uso and fucking and Solo Sikoa at Fastlane to kind of help push and advance that AJ going after the Roman Reigns, whenever Roman Reigns pops back up, and to create
when's Fastlane?
Tension between Jimmy and Solo.
Oh shit! When's Fastlane?
Oh yeah, LA Knight, LA Knight and the Miz.
LA Knight
and the Miz.
They fight again.
Tonight.
Oh shit!
And EO and Oscar gonna have a face off.
Ooh.
Because they're having a championship next. They're having a match next week.
On SmackDown?
On SmackDown. That's fine. That's fine. That's a draw for the show. I don't know why people get upset at title matches being on Raw and SmackDown. What is so wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
I'm so used to the world title. I don't know. I just feel like the world title should be more suited to be defended on the pay-per-views only. I don't like when world champions defended like a lot on the brand show, you know?
It makes the TV show, it makes something it gives something forward to people to look forward to.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he can't.
I mean, like,
you need a certain highlight, especially for the fans attending the show, not just watching, attending. Yeah,
they're paying. They're getting their money's worth. Right. Like, I don't get it. Like, people have to look at it from a scale beyond just your personal opinion. Sometimes, I would love for all the title matches to be on pay per view, but we know how Triple H is booking. He's booking these shows like he's the book takeovers. 6-7 matches tops, which is fine. I'm cool with that because I like to go to bed a little bit early after a pay-per-view too. Yeah,
Payback.
I want to be up to like 2 o'clock in the morning watching fucking pay-per-views.
Yeah, Payback was too long too, and that shit was only like a little bit past midnight, and I'm like, bro, come on.
Exactly. So you want that to be a part of an 8-match card?
Nah, you're right. Nah, you're right.
What?
You're right.
Like, I'm cool with him shredding it off of, you know, not trying to stack title matches on every pay-per-view. Like, nah, like, you do that for Night of Champions. That makes sense to do it on that show, having every title being defended on that joint.
Yeah, facts.
Like, that makes sense. Not every other pay-per-view, like. Especially if KO's defending it, and then, who knows, it could lead to a rematch on pay-per-view.
Yeah, the story gotta fit the timeline. Can't just
Monty quit ODing all the time, bro.
shut up.
Well, man was about to jump, but he was about to jump out the window before I spoke. Shut up. But he's like, man, see why they always doing matches on TV.
I'm always quick to jump down somebody's throat.
Like, damn, bro, like, come on, bro. Man, this man getting bad tight.
Nah, you're right. But that's good though.
He's about to give trips to business.
Nah, you're good. You made a good point. I actually agree. You're right.
But I'm good with him like not trying to have title matches just for the sake of a title match because. Okay, Monty, if he really doesn't have a real plan, right?
Why just make a title match and I'm gonna bitch because guess what? Then he's gonna be stuck booking like Tony Khan. I'm gonna be sick.
Right. There you go. You just took everything right out of my mouth.
No, you're right. That's why.
No more contender match.
Nah, that's why I agree with you because at least now that I really, really think about it, now that night is especially highlight for Yosuke and Asuka. Like, you're right.
Now, who knows? Maybe Kyrie might get involved, and that's how you reintroduce her back to TV.
Yeah, because she's.
So I'm just saying, like, there's a bunch of different things you can do with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And now her and then damage control. Right. You see it? Like,
there could be a bunch of different things that could lead to another. And same thing with Monday night. Like, you know, Rhea Ripley got the bullshit win over Raquel because of Nia Jax. Now, damn. That opens them up to maybe even having a triple threat at Payback. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know.
That'd be fire.
We don't know.
That'd be fire. A big, wow. A triple threat, big three women. Wow.
Oh my God. Fastlane would be
crazy.
Bro, a fucking Tower of Doom and Nia Jax goes through the ring.
That'd be fun. Because I have faith. I have faith with the Nia Jax sign. Give her big women to wrestle with. She can't be ODing with the picking up and shit. So, and you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, it'll be great. And then we're Raquel, too. Raquel, bro. She be fucking people up, too. So, like.
For that big boot and that fucking, the sack of shit. I call it the sack of shit. The follow-away slam. I call it the sack of shit. She grabs somebody, you know, in that power slam position. Yeah, throws over her head.
Yeah. I love that shit special. I love that move. I used to like it when my boy Scott Hall used to do it.
Yeah, he did it well.
Yeah,
like, Magnifico. Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
So good. That's why I love when Damian Priest, when he's mad and he wants to beat you, gives you like a outside beating or something. He'll do the little cutter where he'll pick you up and then like drop you like I don't know how they do it, but Bobby Lashley does the same exact move. Or he'll do
the Yakuza cutter.
Yeah, he'll do that, and then he'll pick you up, and then do the razor's edge on the table. Like, bro, you already killed him. Like,
he's done.
You want to decimate? Jesus Christ! Like, that's no, what I'm still so glad, my boy. His arsenal is crazy too. Like, let's be real, people. You find a 6'5" dude, he fucking razor edges you, right? Then he doesn't pin you. He picks you back up. and then yokes you up for a South of Heaven. You're not getting them. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. 1, 2, 3. That's it. That's it. Just give it to him. Like, what? I'm not getting up out of that. Fucking,
nah.
It's fucking crazy.
Nah, that's still my favorite, my favorite attack from him this year is when he killed Bad Bunny that Raw at the WrestleMania.
With the South of Heaven? Oh,
oh my God, he killed him.
Bro, he threw him so hard into the table, bro. I'm so glad he saw The Rock, the Punisher logo, cause and they let him do it too at that. Like
the Punishment Martinez.
Like, come on, bro. That was yo. Oh my. Oh my God.
Boy, about to be the world champion, boy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to
it. Bro, you know what I was thinking last week?
Huh?
Since me and you didn't do the show last week.
Yeah.
But that whole briefcase switch, man, what do you think? What do you think about this idea of Finn and JD switching the Money in the Bank contract from out of Damian Priest's personalized one to the original case, and them cashing it in from underneath Damian Priest's nose after he fails to cash it in? They've never done a storyline like that before where people have to read the context of the goddamn contract.
That'd be so crazy.
That would be something crazy, right?
No, don't do that to my boy.
If it Balor won the belt again, I don't know, bro. Oh my God.
You know what? I can't do that. You want to know why? I can't do it. Because if Damian Priest wins it, that's history once he gets the three count.
Yeah. First Puerto Rican world champion.
Yeah, I can't play with history right there. Don't play with.
Oh man.
Don't put on history right in front of my face and then just take it from me. I'll cry. I'm gonna cry either way, whether he wins or loses that night when he.
I tell you what, if Finn Balor cost fucking Damian Priest the briefcase, and they do steal the contract from underneath his nose. But I tell you what, Deuce and Maverick won't be friends again anymore. Because Deuce will disown Maverick. Irish versus Puerto Rico.
it's funny though, because I love both of them. Like,
right.
No, because I don't want them to prolong it, even if Damian Priest does beat Finn Balor eventually, like a month or two later for the belt. No, it already lost its lust. I'm sorry, it did. When Cody wins the belt, it's not going to feel as great. I'm sorry, people. And I know probably people are gonna, I don't know. People are still gonna be hyped. I'm probably gonna be hyped too, but I don't know. Like, I don't really care anymore now. You know, like, I still fuck with him. I still think he is the man to beat Roman, but it's like, I don't really care as much. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's gonna be WWE's job to make people care.
Yeah, cause Cody's my boy. I ain't gonna stunt. He's my boy. He turned his shit around. I hated this motherfucking AEW. I'm sorry. Hey, this motherfucker. He was doing promos that you should be not doing in wrestling. I was not fucking with it. I don't know. He was trying to be Captain America, but going too political. Like, Captain America was some political fucking thing. Like, he would stop. You're talking way
Shut
too
up.
Much. Yeah, you're talking way too much. I don't like where this is going. I don't like what you're saying is controversial. Stop. You're gonna get talked about for all the wrong reasons. But he came over. He changed it around. I always loved the story that, like, you know, he's going to try to win the title that nobody in his family could, even though, you know, his dad's Dusty. Dusty's famous. I mean, not famous, but yeah, famous. And he was one of the greats, too. So I like it. I always like the story. And he presents himself really well. I love how he presents himself. It's great. He's like a perfect babyface. I was watching videos like YouTube shorts He gets stopped by anybody in the street, anywhere he is. He'll stop, take a picture, he'll sign anything. If you want him to sign something, he'll be like, and if you talk to him, he'll talk to you like, how's it going? Like, you know, like he's a nice fucking nice person. Like, if John Cena was to have a son, it probably could have been him, bro. Like, they're like the same, like, what's that like, how do you say it? I don't know. He's like the next franchise player for WWE, bro. I honestly feel that way.
No, he is.
Like how John Cena was. I feel like Cody's that dude. They got that in Cody. and he does a really good job doing it too, bro. He's a baby face, like to the core, bro. It's
He's a classic white meat baby face, bro. Ever since that term,
and it's fantastic. And you know what though? I told you this. I think I told you this. Like when he does his promos, I like that he does his promos differently, and they all kind of he kind of find a way to tie it back into like how John Cena used to tie back into his shit. And it's good. It's good, man. It's good. I just, like I said, I don't know. I just don't care for, like, I want you to be world champion, but, like, that steam is gone, you know? Like, it's been gone. Uh-huh. And what is he doing now, bro?
Nothing right now because he's getting ready to get traded to SmackDown, I feel.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So, I mean, I think, but do you really want Cody Rhodes to be hot and lose all his steam right now? I'd rather Cody not have any steam right now and then turn it up getting towards WrestleMania anyways. If that's the plan, if he's going to beat Roman Reigns for the title,
yeah, well,
I'd rather him get turned up around that point in time. Yeah, so that we got a chance to really rock and roll with him, you know?
Yeah, I want him to be healthy and primed to... Yeah, I don't want him getting hurt and like having to pull a Finn Balor or something like that. God forbid, I'll be
sick. Oh, God.
Bro, I'll be sick. That's what I'm saying. So, like,
no. Oh, my God. That'd be terrible.
To me, that was probably the most devastating shit I ever saw because I was such a fan. And then I was so happy he won. And I found out he was injured. I'm like, what? You got hurt? What? And they showed it. I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about it. Fuck.
Dios mio.
And he gave it up. I was like, yeah. Because, bro, I swear to God, I don't know. What was this? 2015, right?
16.
Well, 2016. I knew right then and there when he gave the belt to Mick Foley, I knew right in my head. I was like, he's never going to win that shit again. I knew it. That's why I was so upset. I was so upset because I knew he wasn't going to win it because they were just riding off of all the momentum he had then. Because the fans was over. He was over when he got called up.
Yeah, shit, it was.
Shit was crazy.
They made him feel so important and went all in one night, all in one shot.
It was fantastic, and it worked. It worked.
It did work. It worked. That's how you get a guy over. They did They did the multiple match thing with him that night, and they got him over in one night.
He
got hurt, and that was pretty much it.
I was sick when he got hurt, bro. You have no idea. I was sick. Because I used to fuck when he used to do it in New Japan. Come out like Dolph Maul, Bane, fucking came out as Venom. Nigga, he did everything. Joker. He came out as everything. It was so cool. Granted, he can't do all that here. Because, you know, he'll probably have to pay out of pocket all Vince or whoever, and he's not going to do that. But he had like a cool vibe to him, and it was so cool. And then injured. Momentum completely shunned. Vince is like, no, not again. And, you know,
never again, pal.
Literally, never again. Literally, never. I mean, he did come close. That match with Brock Lesnar was really good.
Yeah,
that was it.
I still think maybe one day he'll get another crack at it again. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I have to ask you something. Tell me.
Or maybe he's just content with just getting the check. Who knows? I don't know.
I have to ask you this. Tell me this. If Shinsuke doesn't beat Seth, because they're probably going to do a part two, right?
Yeah, they definitely doing a part two.
All right, so if he don't beat him, who beat him, bro? Tell me.
If Nakamura don't do it, Damian Priest got he's the next man up, right? At that point. Seth Rollins is saying something about how he wants to fight Ricochet for the title. He said that in the interview. I don't know if they're going to acquiesce to that and give him what he wants. But just thinking about it, what we're seeing on TV right now, Damian Priest might be the next person to really...
beat him.
Yeah.
You think they'll give him...
Because he's got the fucking titles? Briefcase. That's what I'm saying. The screw job might happen.
Stop, bro. Don't do it.
Oh, man.
That'll be sick.
The fix will be in. Finn Balor and JD stealing the briefcase.
I'll be sick.
Right underneath his nose.
I'll be sick, bro.
Oh my god, that'd be a hell of a twist, bro. Oh shit, Machi gonna have nightmares about that shit.
I am.
But hey, shit, Finn Balor be champion again. Finn Balor be champion again on the flip side.
Fuck no. I'll be sick.
Oh my god.
That might probably make me hate Finn Balor. Nah, I'm playing.
Which would probably be the point. That'd be the point. Because out of the two, because a lot of people think WWE's been wanting a Latin guy to be on top for the longest time as a babyface. I think Damian Priest is a guy that's on that path to doing that. Because Damian Priest was rocking and rolling as a babyface until Vince started fucking with his character. I'm a good guy, but I got a dark side to me, man. You make me mad, I'm going to whoop your ass and do all this other dumb shit that Vince was doing with him. It's like, why the fuck are we doing this?
Yeah, you're right. He had a really good United States.
He had a good thing going. He did, until Vince fucked it up. Tell myself, yeah, you're going to be this guy, Damien. Oh, he fucked that up for that man, bro. And I mean, thank God he recovered, you know, with the Judgment Day. But oh boy, I thought Damian Priest's career was almost over, bro. It was that bad. But yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have to see.
We'll see.
I just thought that would be like a twist in that Judgment Day story that they've been telling for weeks now.
I'll be sick.
Oh, Montego, call me. God damn it.
Why did the fuck just say something on air, bro? Why would you even mention it? Why would you even think about it, bro? Because look, it happened.
Oh, no. Triple H, you better write me a check, nigga.
Right?
I ain't playing with you, your big nose ass.
We do this too often. We see it too much of, like, literally exactly how we say it too. Like, too much.
And I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing anything from my hard work.
Yeah, it's getting me tight.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah, bro.
I'm getting sick. I'm getting tight. Not as tight as Monty is when Finn Balor screws over Damian Priest and win the title.
Bro. Nah, chill.
But
I'll be sick. Nah, but overall, who you think takes the dub this week?
Which dub? Which match?
No, best show of the week.
Best show of the week, I would say, as far as like shit we look forward to, you know, good wrestling, good promos, character development. I gotta give it to NXT still, man.
Yeah, me too.
Look, NXT, it might not be perfect, but NXT gives me what I want in wrestling, which is good stories, good characters, people I look forward to following their journeys, and they give me good wrestling too. So like, I'm happy across the board. And plus, they had a big star on. Becky Lynch is a big star, regardless if you like her or not. But Becky Lynch is a big star.
Yep.
So that did good too, and. Yeah, I just think they take it. I thought Dynamite was good, all things considered, you know, considering the random matches and this, that, and the other. I thought Dynamite was good, too. And I thought Raw was fine. It had its moments. I liked the Gunther celebration. I liked the stuff with JD and Dominic. I thought that was that was cool with Cody. Looks like Cody might be feuding with those two. I'm not sure what the hell's going on there. Yeah. The stuff with Jay and Kevin Owens, and then Jay and Drew, they got that set up for next week. So, I mean, they're putting certain things in place. So,
yeah,
I'm not mad with all three shows. Like, I enjoyed all three shows this week.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was good. I took at least Dynamite was more. I think to me, Dynamite was more cohesive. This week for sure. NXT was good. It gave me a little bit of everything for everybody, male and female too. It was great. They know how to put them both together. And Yeah, we're all, I like certain parts. 3 hours gets me sometimes, some weeks more than others. But
especially after a long day at work. Oh yeah, my God, forget it.
Yeah, but but yeah, I think that about covers everything for this week.
Yeah, I think that's it. Good. Peeps,
it was pretty good. Oh, SmackDown was good tonight. And I'll be back with the fellas Tuesday. I apologize about that. Sometimes I just get really, really overly worked. Not overly worked. I just get overwhelmed sometimes. I stress too much and I'm while I'm working and stuff. So, and then I don't sleep and I just literally wasn't at all in the right shape, mind, anything to get up and actually talk Tuesday. But I'll be back with the fellas and we'll get back to rock and rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
Yeah, nah, people, we did a good show. Go and check it out. It's on my feed. RJ and the Savage Squad. So if you guys are looking for that podcast, it's up on my feed. So yeah, check that out. We did 3 hours. We did some of everything. We touched up on everything from the merger to Nia Jax coming back to we even did like our cut and keep list. So yeah, apparently there's supposed to be some cuts today. Apparently, I use that in quotations. Apparently there's supposed to be some cuts.
Oh, okay.
I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah. That's something to look out for.
Yeah, I'm not ODing and jumping out of the window like everybody else is.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens when it happens, if it happens. So
all right, cool.
I have a lot of shit to talk about next week. So, yeah. But yeah, people, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it from us.
Yeah.
Unless Monty, you had something else on your mind?
No, I think that's about it.
By the way, people, well, I'm sorry to cut you off, but by the way, Mortal Kombat 1, my review, fucking awesome game, yo. Clean graphics, nice rebooted story. Me and the gang was playing it earlier. I was whooping some ass, I ain't gonna lie. I whooped Nathan's ass. I love you, bro. I whooped Morgan's ass. Love you, girl. And I whooped Logan's ass. Like, I was whooping ass, man. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Morgan and Logan was giving me some fits. I ain't gonna lie. Give me fits, but I'm gonna keep that underneath control. Don't worry. But yeah, but so far, Mortal Kombat 1, if anybody was on the fence about getting in and stuff like that, the roster is smaller. It's smaller. And some of the more popular characters, like a Jax, Sonya Blade, they're not playable, but they're cameos. And what they did this year with this game is you have a fighter and then you have a cameo fighter in your corner. So at a certain point during the fight, you can press RB and they'll help you out. You can do like tag team moves and shit like that. And when you go to hit your fatal blow, like you get to hit more tag moves and stuff like that with your cameo person. So yeah, they're taking a chance of doing something different with the game. And I like it. And the graphics look great. Jean-Claude Van Damme as a Johnny Cage skin. Everybody knows that. Johnny Cage is a character modeled after Jean-Claude Van Damme, so I thought that was and that was pretty cool. That was a nice little touch. And the DLC is gonna be fire too. You got Omni-Man, you got Homelander, Peacemaker, you got a couple of other characters out there, man. It's gonna be fucking great. So if anybody's like, anybody who's on the fence about getting Mortal Kombat 1 due to like the reboot and the lack of like big time roster and stuff like that, don't worry about that at all, man. You're still gonna have fucking fun playing the fucking game, because it's fucking good. It's really good.
Yeah.
And get it on a new gen if you guys got PlayStation 5 or Xbox X Series or an Xbox X. Like, yeah, get it. Just fucking get it. It's really good shit. Such good shit. So yeah.
All right, people. Well, yeah, we survived another week. You already know. And we'll catch you every Tuesdays and Fridays now. And yeah, Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend. We wish you guys a very good weekend. And yeah, make sure your life is too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Let's get it.